Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Eves, and you're listening to This Day in History class, a podcast where we build the time machine and all you have to do is hop in. Today is January 22nd, 2020. The day was January 22nd, 1984. Apple introduced its new Macintosh computer in an ad during the Super Bowl. Though the Apple II, first released in 1977, was super successful, it was being outclassed. Apple released the Lisa, a personal computer with a graphical user interface and mouse, in early 1983. But the computer was expensive, at $10,000, and it had other drawbacks that made it less than appealing. The Macintosh project began in the late 1970s, at the same time the Lisa was under development. Apple employee Jeff Raskin aimed to create an affordable, easy-to-use computer. Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple, took notice of the project. The Macintosh was envisioned as less expensive than the Lisa, but still powerful and accessible to the average user. Apple announced the Macintosh 128K to the press in October of 1983. And on January 22, 1984, the Macintosh was introduced to Super Bowl viewers in a commercial known as 1984. Advertising agency Chiat Day created the ad. Lee Clow was the creative director. Steve Hayden was the copywriter. And Brent Thomas was the art director. The ad was shot in 1 week and cost about $500,000. Steve Jobs loved it, but the board of directors was not impressed by the commercial. But Apple ran with it anyway. The commercial ran once in December of 1983 in a late-night spot in Twin Falls, Idaho, and was screened before previews in movie theaters. But the Super Bowl spot was its most famous showing. Ridley Scott, director of the science fiction films Alien and Blade Runner, directed the commercial. In the 60-second commercial, a woman carrying a sledgehammer runs through a dystopian landscape inspired by George Orwell's 1984. A televised Big Brother-like figure is lecturing a room full of workers when the runner throws the sledgehammer at the image. The commercial ends with the following text and voiceover. On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh, and you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984. The woman is interpreted as symbolizing Apple and the big brother figure as representing IBM. Essentially, Apple saves the masses from an IBM-dominated future. The commercial got a lot of attention, and it won several awards, including the grand prize at the Cannes International Advertising Festival. The commercial is recognized as one of the most memorable in Super Bowl history. It's also credited with making Super Bowl commercials as important and popular as they are today. Later, Apple created another version of the ad to include an iPod, and the commercial has also been recreated by others. 2 days after the ad aired, Apple had its annual shareholders meeting where Steve Jobs presented the Macintosh. The Macintosh was the first commercially successful personal computer to feature a mouse and a graphical user interface. In the 3 months after the Super Bowl, people purchased $155 million worth of Macintoshes. By September of 1984, Apple had introduced the Macintosh 512K, which had four times as much memory as the original. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you've seen any good history memes lately, you can send them to us on social media at TDIHC Podcast. Or you can go the old-fashioned route and send us an email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you same place tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.